Say goodbye to things scattered, stressed, and the last-minute scrambles to fund your real estate deals. If you're ready to stop chasing leads, endlessly connecting on Facebook, social media, and Zoom just to pitch your stuff to anything that moves and breathes, listen up. The Daily Investor Lead Flow is finally here. This tool has forever helped us pinpoint where to focus our capital raising efforts and where to free our time and energy. Head over to dailyinvestorleadflow.com to discover how much of a game changer it can be for you. The Daily Investor Lead Flow literally changed everything for us. Now you can finally have the opportunity to take back your time and get your life back. Remember those times you reached out to investors and heard nothing back? Those days are coming to an end. This tool will zoom out, highlighting all the gaps. It will also zoom in, removing all the guesswork from prioritizing your efforts. Plus, it will help set clear expectations for your business and ensure that your capital raising strategies are assets, not liabilities. Don't wait. Take the Daily Lead Flow by going to dailyinvestorleadflow.com. That's dailyinvestorleadflow.com. Your future self will forever thank you.
Have you ever been curious what we're like behind the scene?
Well, pull a chair and find out on our brand new The Kitty Sisters TV channel on YouTube. It's full of awesome tips about apartment investing, paying less taxes legally, and finding financial freedom.
And like never before, you actually get to see how we make real life magic happens for our passive investor.
Once you're there, don't forget to click the like, subscribe, and hit the bell icon.
Again, that's The Kitty Sisters TV on YouTube.
In today's episode, we'll examine what will happen if you won that world record $2.04 billion Powerball jackpot. How much of that will you actually get to keep?
Hey, I'm Palmy.
And I'm Nancy.
And together we make the Kitty Sisters. We are apartment syndication experts, entrepreneurs, and real estate investors.
9 years ago, we made a change in our financial futures by ditching the 9-to-5.
Discovered the joy and security in making money while we sleep. We made this podcast to help high-level entrepreneurs secure their financial future while paying virtually zero tax by utilizing apartment syndication. And we're going to show you how.
This is Cashflow Multipliers, the podcast dedicated to your financial freedom for the lifestyle you deserve.
Imagine on your 30th birthday, your bestie Alice buys you a lottery ticket. Boom! $2.04 billion richer. How lucky is that?
Palm, stop daydreaming.
Hey, Nan, it only takes one ticket to win. The odds may not be in our favor, but anyone really can win a lottery ticket. It happens to ordinary people all the time, right?
I hate to burst your bubble, Palm, but guess what? Hmm. You didn't recently win that, big lottery jackpot ticket of $2.4 billion. In fact, according to actual people at the Powerball themselves, your odds of winning the jackpot are 1 in 292.2 million.
Oh my gosh, I don't like that kind of math.
No one does, right? But you know what? To put it in perspective, you actually have a greater chance of getting struck by lightning.
Those aren't exactly the odds we want to be talking about. How about you? In the wise word of Lloyd from the movie Dumb and Dumber, you're saying there's still a chance?
Not really, guys. Not really.
It's always fun to imagine, right?
Of course, we're big dreamers.
Definitely. Hey, a girl can dream. In today's episode, we'll examine what will happen if you won that world record $2.04 billion Powerball jackpot. How much of that will you actually get to keep? Now, before you start daydreaming about that palatial estate or that private jet you're going to buy with your winning, let's see how much a single ticket winner actually gets to take home post-tax and what you must do right now in order to take advantage of the biggest tax deduction allowable by law and pay zero in tax dollars.
Also, before we take a look at the biggest tax deduction allowable that can help you potentially drop your tax bill to virtually zero, let's take a look at how much you have to pay if you follow typical tax filing practice. Guys, disclaimer here, we are not CPA. You always, always have to consult your tax and legal professionals for your specific financial and investment scenario.
Even if you win a jackpot, same thing, consult a professional. Okay, so the first thing you need to know about if and when you win is that you have options of how you want to get the payout. The first option is you can elect to have an annuity that pays you out over 29 years. The second option is that you can choose to have the whole enchilada, one big lump sum payment for us, give me the money, right?
So we are going to make assumption here. Maybe you're like, hey, this isn't me. Okay, cool. But right now we are assuming that you are Mr. Average Joe. The likely more appealing option is that you're going to choose to get paid out in a large lump sum, right?
Which is, by the way, our preferred method for the Kitty Sisters.
Because we all know a bird in hand is worth two in Bush dollar or something like that. Whomever created this proverb clearly understood how rising inflation is robbing you blind.
You guys, the reality is the value of the US dollar continues to fall steeply in the tune of almost 10% annually. This means that getting an annual installment payment for the annuity in the next 20 years or so is probably going to be worth much less in the long run.
In fact, we know it'll be much less, right? Also, it's just way more fun to have all your money in hand so you can swim in your really own money vault. Imagine that for a second, right? Think of basically, you know, any movie where there's a pile of gold sitting somewhere where we know we want to be sitting pretty on that gold.
Or do you want to do the hard way by splitting the profit with Uncle Sam? We know the holidays are coming up, and we know that things get really tense around that time with family, especially those crazy uncles, right? And Uncle Sam is no exception to that.
In fact, we know it'll be much less fun. Also, it's just way more fun to have all your money in your hand so that you can swim in your own money vault. Imagine that for a second, right? Think of basically any movie where there's a pile of gold sitting somewhere where we know, you know, you just be wanting to be sitting pretty on that gold.
Or guys, you want to do the hard way by splitting your profit with Uncle Sam. The holidays are coming up and we all know how things can get really tense around family, especially those crazy uncles. And Uncle Sam is no exception.
Okay, so now that we know where our priorities lie, let's take a look at the tax implication. When you decide to go out and get, you know, that lump sum payout option, the great people at the Powerball will say, hey, you won't get that entire $2.04 billion. Instead, since you want the money right now, we'll give you $997.6 million, which in any world is, you know, what is it? Like super humongous amount of money, right?
What? That doesn't seem fair. Typically with these super massive lottery payout comes great responsibility or something like that.
We did even more research for you guys, and it turns out there are other factors that come into play that determine how much taxes you'll actually have to pay. These include your payout option, your income tax bracket, state tax rates, etc. Did you know that some states don't tax the lottery winners and others do, anywhere from 3 to 11%?
On the federal side, when anyone wins the lottery, our favorite crazy Uncle Sam, aka the IRS, actually withholds a whopping 24% of your dough off the top. For this particular jackpot, if you choose the lump sum payment option, you will be subject to federal income tax at the 37% bracket. Because don't forget, you have to report your earnings as income on your tax return.
So Pom, what does the map even look like?
Well, for a single person paying at the top tax rate, which is 37%, the Fed split of your jackpot is $369.1 million.
Yikes!
Yeah, this means your massive win has dropped all the way down to $628,488,000, which, don't get us wrong, that's a tidy sum of money, but way, way, way less than the original lump sum payment of $997.6 million that you thought you were taking to the bank.
Okay. So now that we are all bummed out on ever winning, you know, that lottery ticket, is there still hope?
Yes, while the chance is not high, like Lloyd said earlier, there's still a chance. And that's why we're here to show you, if you do win something like this, how to keep more and grow more of your wealth. To potentially legally paying zero in tax dollars on your Powerball ticket, the best way is to invest in an apartment complex.
Pom, let's explain why.
You see, when you buy an apartment complex, you're eligible for something called bonus depreciation. Essentially, the IRS allows you to deduct all personal property in year one of ownership. So what are some of these personal properties? These are things that are not actually the land, aka the dirt that this apartment is built on. This means that anything from that beautiful palm tree in the driveway, to the appliances, to the tub, to the light fixtures, to the actual asphalt that's covering your parking lot, those are all things that can be depreciated. The reason why bonus depreciation is so awesome is that it lets you deduct 100% of the depreciable amount of your taxes upfront, which means that you essentially pay significantly less in taxes, which is always a great thing.
Yes, cash multipliers. Basically, if you qualify and invest your entire windfall amount of $997.6 million into apartment complexes, depending on your depreciation asset, you may be eligible to depreciate up to 100% of its cost. Again, always consult your tax and legal professionals before making any investments.
That's right, Nan. That means that when you file your 2022 tax return, you'll also receive a K-1 paper statement showing that you have paper loss of $997.6 million. And guess what? You can use that to offset that income from the Powerball jackpot, the $997.6 million.
So just like that, poof, your $369,112,000 federal tax bill simply goes away. And better yet, you still have, you know, more paper loss to offset your future gains.
We love this kind of math.
Speaking of math, here's a bubble bursting statistic for you guys, brought to you by our dear friend at CNBC. Did you guys know that lottery winners on average are more likely to declare bankruptcy in the next 3 to 5 years more than the average American? I mean, crazy, right? Kind of weird. We believe that this happened because the wealth landed on their laps, you know, abruptly. And sadly, they didn't have time to learn the financial literacy. So their spending habits typically are in misalignment with their long-term wealth building practices.
So true, Nan.
I mean, you actually see these all the time, right? With, you know, like professional athletes. So
we're definitely not picking on just lottery winners here.
Yes. Even more, maybe not having that financial literacy, it also comes down to spending habits. You strike it rich and all of a sudden you need these, like, you know, luxury stuff like mansions, designer clothing, and fancy car, right? You name it.
According to an article by Ranker.com, it's really about tons of little poor choices along the way that adds up to overspending. Things would be different for the lottery winner who makes a wise choice and invests in an income-producing asset like what? An apartment complex, right?
Beyond potentially paying $0 instead of hundreds of millions of dollars to IRS because they invest in an income-producing asset, their property will be spitting out cash flow annually, somewhere between 5 to 8% per year, which is around what, Palm?
Around $79,808,000 if you calculate at 8% cash flow. It's a beautiful place to be when you only have your money keep growing and growing, right? That your $2.04 billion jackpot that you invest, you actually put into like an asset class that actually will grow in value and that generates cash flow so that you don't actually have to tap the principal amount at all. This means that your generational wealth will only continue to grow over time by taking advantage of the biggest tax deduction allowable by law.
But wait, guys. There's more, right?
Sorry, don't, you know, you sound like a cheesy infomercial, but really, for real, apartment obviously is income producing, right, Nan?
Yes.
But the true price is the profit you make when you sell. Typically, an apartment is held for 3 to 5 years with profit around 100% return in 5 years. This basically means that your almost $1 billion that you've invested will turn into $2 billion over 5 years, essentially doubling your wealth. If you wait another 5 years, it can turn into $4 billion. Are you guys picking up what we're putting down?
By understanding how to take advantage of the biggest tax deduction allowable by law and investing in an asset, aka apartment complex that cash flow and will grow in value, you will not become a statistic, right? Instead, your dynastic future will continue to climb for years to come.
That's it for us today. Thank you so much for joining in and listening all to the end. We would love for you guys to join the Kitty Freedom Club and gain true financial freedom.
Until next time, cash flow multipliers.
We can't wait to begin this journey with you. Check us out at thekittysisters.com/podcast.